Number 1.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Professor Branch. Is her office down this way?
Yes, it's the next one down, but I just saw her step out. I think she was called to a meeting. There's a lounge if you want to wait.
Actually, I just need to leave a paper I wrote for her. Would it be okay if I left it with you?
Number 2.
Hey, what's all the commotion? Fire drill?
Some kind of plumbing problem. The whole first floor is flooded. They're not letting one into the building.
So is school closed today?
I'm not sure. We're still waiting to hear an announcement.
Number 3.
Who would you have had lead the project?
Me? Either Rachel or Larry. Either one of them would have had the experience to recognize when things started to get out of hand and avoid what ended up happening.
Number 4.
Have you been icing your elbow like I told you?
Yeah, every night, but it still hurts and I don't want to do anything that puts pressure on it. I think we should maybe just work the lower body today.
Okay, we'll avoid triceps then and work the legs today. For upper body, we can just do abs and leave the rest alone. How's that sound?
Number 5.
I received an email stating that I needed to change my password, but when I tried to do it, I got an error message. The system wouldn't let me change anything on my profile.
That's because you need to do it from a company computer.
That must be a new policy because I've been doing it from my laptop for the past 3 years. You make us change our passwords every 90 days.
Right, that's company policy. But I'm surprised you were able to do it before. Let me check into this.
Number 6.
I was thinking, we should see the international exhibit at the Charles Art Museum before it closes. I think it only has another week or two.
Sure. You know I've never been to the Charles.
You haven't? All the more reason to go then. I mean, it's not the Louvre, but it's a very nice museum for its size.
Number 7.
So you can see on the left shoe especially, the sole started to separate from the rest of the shoe.
That's not a problem, but I'm a bit concerned about the cracking around this area here. We call this the throat. It's the hole where you stick your foot in. Both shoes are getting pretty bad.
So you're thinking it's not worth resoling then?
Number 8.
You've been a journalist for a long time. What made you decide to write fiction?
I've wanted to write a novel for as long as I can remember, but work kept getting in the way. I think I finally just decided to go for it.
So how is writing fiction different from journalism?
For me, it was a lot harder. Character development, language, needing to invent all that. It was more difficult than I expected.
Number 9.
When I talk about office design, I don't mean putting up flowers. I'm talking about designing a professional, ergonomic space that boosts productivity.
That's exactly what we want.
What I suggest we do first, then, is walk through the office as it's set up now and talk about the issues it currently has.
Number 10.
How are things going? Have you had any luck yet?
So far, I've applied at 5 different schools. It's tiring because I've been driving all over the place for interviews and missing a lot of work. But you know, I really want to find something in education.
So how's it looking? Anything promising?
Number 11.
I heard Gibson's discontinuing their heavyweight printing paper. Do you hear anything about that?
Yeah, they announced that about a year ago, at least to people in the printing industry. It's true.
That's too bad. That paper is really nice. Great weight, nice surface. What are you guys going to do?
I think we're going to go with this Danish brand that looks pretty good. I think you'll be happy with it. It's pretty similar to the Gibson.
Number 12.
Wow, it's dark in here. Why don't you turn on the light?
Sorry, I didn't even notice it's gone dark. Feel free to turn them on. I'm going to be glued to my screen for a few hours.
Me too. We're fighting a deadline on a new house in Swissvale, and I have to send something out tonight.
Number 13.
Did it take you a long time to get here?
No, I was afraid the freeway would be clogged, so I took some side streets. It only took me about half an hour.
Good thinking. The freeway's been jammed all morning. A bunch of people have called in to say they're stuck.
Number 14.
I thought Lori wasn't going to join us.
No, she came down, but I wouldn't exactly say she's joined us. She's been on her phone the whole time, checking email, doing other stuff. I honestly don't know what she's doing here.
I invited her. I mean, she does head the program, so there's every reason for her to be at this event. But I was hoping she'd do more than just show up.
Number 15.
See the game yesterday? Pretty good, wasn't it?
Coming to gloat, are you? I knew you were going to let me have it today. Yeah, we got creamed. Nice job.
Hey, you've beaten us enough times. When we get one back, I need to enjoy it. Know what I mean?
Number 16.
You look a little tired this morning. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just had a bad night. I ate a soup that I didn't realize it had almonds in it. I'm allergic to them. It kind of beat me up.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you sure you feel well enough to be here? I can take notes for you if you want to go home.
Number 17.
Were there any subjects on which you would have liked to have spent more class time?
No, but as a general comment, I would have loved more lab time to work out some of the problems on my own. The labs were really useful.
Number 18.
How did you end up invoicing Gloria? Did you email her an invoice, use a template? She won't explain anything to me.
I have a standard template I use with all my clients, so I just modified that. And yes, I emailed it to her.
You'd think I'd be able to get Gloria to answer this question, but I've asked her 3 or 4 times, and she still won't tell me their invoicing procedure.
End of part 1.